Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard Wisdom conclude her talk by vividly contrasting the destinies of those who listen to her and those who don't. That brought us to the end of chapter 1. In chapter 2, the wise father speaks further to his young son. The entire talk is beautifully crafted into one Hebrew sentence. Its first half explains character growth. The young son is asked to consider what he should welcome and what he should reject. Absorbing his parents' counsel, honoring God, and letting good morality and ethics become part of who he is will help him thrive. Refusing to be enticed into wrongdoing will keep him from destroying himself. Conflicting worldviews will be pushed on the adolescent. Most will lead him on a destructive path. The wise father is concerned about helping his young son understand the world rightly, helping him choose life. Today we begin studying the father's talk. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Reading from the ESV. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. The young son is asked to buy into, to wholeheartedly engage with, wisdom. He is to be a living storehouse of the treasure that is God's perfect word. Pagan temples held idols, but the heart of the young son is to hold wisdom's insights. Pagan rituals claimed to obtain life-enhancing powers from idols, but the young son is to be personally committed to honoring God's moral and ethical commands. On this secure foundation for living intelligently, he will be able to develop other useful kinds of intelligence, including the intrapersonal, interpersonal, emotional, linguistic, logical, mathematical, collaborative, and creative. He will learn to live mortal life well. And when the time comes, he will be ready to die well. Old Testament prophets said, "Thus says the Lord." So also the wise father asserts that God is the source of his wisdom. God's commands are the content of the entire book. The father's instructions are authoritative to the extent that the father conforms to God's authority. And authority flows to those who take responsibility. As the father takes responsibility for shaping his son's character in conformity with God's word, God's authority flows to him. Consequently, accepting these commands gains life or death urgency. And these commands are not limited by occasion or culture. They will need occasion-sensitive or culture-sensitive translation. But with all their practicality, their truth and validity are timeless and transcendent. People typically store up what they value. The young son is to value these commands enough to store them up. But he is to do so purposefully, with the intent of having them ready for whatever situation he meets. They are to be with him everywhere and all the time. Intentionally, attentively internalizing them will prove character changing. Deep change that is not accomplished by clenched jaw, gritted teeth, moral struggle, but by the transformed understanding of life that liberates, restores, and empowers. the young son's wholehearted love of God's wisdom will nurture in him moral and ethical perceptiveness and competence, life-enriching habits and disposition, self-control, insight into when to act and when to wait, when to speak and when to keep silent, understanding people, persevering in doing well. When we speak of wisdom nurturing these virtues in the young man, does this mean that he simply lets that happen? Is he completely passive? Or what exactly should his role be? We'll study that next time in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Let's pray. Lord God, you have given us such a richly, wonderfully complex world in which to relate, work, and grow. Thank you for also giving us your wisdom to teach us how to live. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.